Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps, a white University of Kansas assistant professor who used a racial slur during a class discussion on race will not have her contract renewed for the next academic year. Andrea Quinette, an assistant professor of communication studies, told the Lawrence Journal-World the university told her last week that she would not be reappointed to her position at the end of the spring 2017 semester. Some graduate students complained after she used the racial slur in November, a day after the university held a contentious forum on race and discrimination. And a chimpanzee housed for more than 17 years at the Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita has died at the age of 44. Sedgwick County Zoo officials say the chimp named Tammy died over the weekend after several days of failing health. A postmortem examination is planned. Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Furniture Sale with fantastic super buys for every room in your home. Like the Liam 5-piece sectional, now $1,499. The Avondale 6-piece dining set, $889. Or the Avondale queen bed, just $499. And our new Parkgate 7-piece outdoor dining set, $999. Get special financing on a furniture purchase of $499 or more on your Macy's card. Plus, shop Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I was afraid my grill wasn't going to make it through the summer.
Frank needed a new grill, so I showed him our entire line, including the Weber Genesis and Spirit lines.
Ace is the place that brings you the best names in grills. Literally, brings it to your house after we assemble it for you.
Now through Memorial Day, get free assembly and delivery when you buy any grill $3.99 and up, including Weber. Offer valid through May 30th. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. Store stock only. See store for details.
The latest government report shows winter wheat in Kansas turning color as harvest draws closer. The National Agricultural Statistics Service says this week 96% of the wheat has headed, 16% is now coloring. Wheat condition 8% poor to very poor, 33% is in fair shape, 51% of the wheat is in good condition, and 8% is rated as excellent. Meanwhile, spring planting has made some progress last week despite some raining days that kept farmers out of fields. 90% of the corn has been seeded in Kansas, 21% of the soybeans, 6% of the sorghum. Over 70% of Kansas pastures and ranges are in good to excellent condition. And German drug and chemicals company Bayer AG says it has made a $62 billion offer to buy U.S.-based crops and seeds specialist Monsanto Company. Bayer said Monday the all-cash offer values Monsanto shares at $122 apiece. Mid-America Network News.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. An Omaha man is facing charges stemming from a fatal hit-and-run on Interstate 480 bridge between Iowa and Nebraska. Police say 44-year-old Tracy Pineska turned himself into Pottawatomie County Jail and was officially charged yesterday with leaving the scene of a fatality accident and obstructing prosecution. Council Bluffs police say Pineska was driving his car on March 9th and hit 29-year-old Brett Jensen. Jensen died from his injuries. Governor Ricketts will lead a delegation to China later this year to promote business relationships with one of Nebraska's largest trading partners. Ricketts announced the group will travel to Shanghai and Hong Kong November 9th through the 15th. The delegation will include representatives from the Departments of Agriculture and Economic Development and Nebraska businesses that want to expand into the global markets. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Saturdays in the garage from Advance Auto Parts.
Oil change, huh? Sure you can handle such a tough job?
You can go back to your own garage, you know.
But then who'd empty out your fridge for you? Full synthetic, huh? Nice.
Yeah, Advance Auto Parts had a deal. 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic and premium filter for $29.99.
Smart. It's a sweet deal. Look at you, Mr. Cleanest Pistons in town. You gonna get any in the pan or just on your shirt?
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. See store for details.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. The Marysville City Council met in regular session on Monday evening. The meeting's highlight included offering a contract to a city administrator. Councilman Todd Fry reports.
At last night's meeting, we made an offer to Austin St. John, the current city administrator of Chapman, to be our next city administrator here in Marysville. We think he'll bring a lot of youth and experience at the same time, and he'll be add interesting insights and a new viewpoint to really help move our city forward.
The council hopes to have Mr. St. John in place by June 20th. The Marysville Public Library has a special program planned for Wednesday from 12:15 to 12:45. Mandy Cook explains.
We are going to be Skyping with Andy Wood. He is a senior research associate, so he works with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. His wonderful program is going to be all about the past, present, and future of storm analysis and also issuing warnings, which is really important for us around in this area.
The program is free to the public. Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and mixed fruit. Thursday, chicken teriyaki, rice, wheat bread, peas, and fruited jello.
Yeah, it's the swinging sounds of the 70s on Party Line with Wayne Cruzy on KNDY. Wayne is taking your calls, selling your wares, and playing music to get your day started off right. If you're looking to sell that 8-track player, get rid of that bell-bottomed leisure suit, or find a new disco ball for your next get-together, listen to Party Line from 9:35 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday mornings on KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1. I bought myself a new pet rock just last Wednesday. Aw, yeah.
Widespread thunder showers once again today, rumbling east across the nation's midsection, parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa. Now, as well as North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, seeing widespread precipitation that's extending as far south as Oklahoma, Arkansas, moving east across the central United States today into the eastern Great Lakes, eventually in the eastern Corn Belt at some point. Best possibility for severe storms enveloping parts of central southern Minnesota, South Dakota, and to parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, all the way south toward Texas. Folks in that proximity should at least be aware of the possibility for locally strong storms. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
When Chad and I went on our first date in 1999, Chad told me that his future plans involved owning a gas station.
Having grown up with Cramerwell, I knew that this was the business for me.
Nearly 20 years later, we're proud to say that we're living our dream.
Although we are the C&J and CJ Express, it's you, our loyal customers, who make CJ Express.
Thank you for buying your fuel with us and then coming in to get a cold drink or a quick snack.
Thank you for stopping in for a cup of coffee and then drinking it with your friends.
Thank you for coming to us when you have that sweet craving and need your froyo fix.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to our employees and share the highlights of your day with them. We enjoy these relationships.
Thank you for supporting a local business.
Thank you for being part of the CJ Express family.
Nemaha County Cooperative is proud to support the Nemaha Central, Centralia, and Wetmore High School Scholars for working hard in academic areas such as music, band, National Honor Society, and much more. Congratulations on your hard work and determination from your friends at Nemaha County Cooperative in Baileyville.
It is taller than Niagara Falls, stretches higher than the Statue of Liberty, and it is certified by the Guinness Book of World Records. When facing its sheer size, there's only one question to ask.
Are you insane?
Barut, the world's tallest water slide, featuring a 17-story drop of pure exhilaration. Barut, only at Schlitterbahn Water Park, Kansas City.
Buy discount tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
Summer fun starts at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville. Kick off the summer season with Memorial Day weekend. If you're planning a day at the lake, a backyard barbecue, or just lounging around home, stock up at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville. Reminding you, always party responsibly.
Just in at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, command quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, auto track activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple. Or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Monsanto rejecting the $62 billion bid from Bayer and seeks a higher price. Monsanto company officials say they believe a deal with the German-based Bayer could get antitrust and regulatory approval. Now, that means a deal is not out of the question, but the Monsanto board says the current offer is incomplete and financially inadequate. Bayer will have to decide if it wants to raise its bid in the face of shareholder criticism that the $122 per share price tag already too high. Other options for Bayer include walking away from the deal or mounting a hostile takeover bid. Bayer said on Monday it would finance the bid with a combination of debt and equity. The Monsanto Board of Directors not yet set a timetable for further discussions with Bayer. Global agrochemical companies trying to consolidate in part due to lower commodity prices. Seed and pesticide markets are also increasingly converging. And the White House threatened to veto the House's energy and water spending bill, which will hit the House floor this week. They will consider the $37.4 billion spending bill for 2017, which is slightly larger than the Senate passed recently. The bill contains a host of environmental riders likely to turn off Democrats. In a statement issued through the Office of Management and Budget, the administration rejects what it calls highly problematic ideological provisions. In particular, the administration wants more funding for the Advanced Research Project Agency Energy, as well as energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. And the U.S. is not the only country where momentum for getting the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement to pass has been slow. The Japanese government also slowing its process to approve the deal, despite formal debate being started in their legislature. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts afront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24-7. Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Bayer's proposed takeover of U.S. seed and pesticide giant Monsanto may be sidelined, according to industry sources. Meanwhile, one key opponent of possible anti-competitive deals is weighing in on the topic. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley suggests the last thing agriculture needs is more supplier concentration, which he's currently fighting with legislation in the livestock industry. Grassley spoke just before it was learned that Monsanto had rejected Bayer's $62 billion bid to acquire the company, and that Monsanto would seek a higher price.
A general principle you've heard me state is more mergers, less competition, higher prices. And I stick with that.
Bayer officials claim Monsanto would be a good fit for Bayer's own seed and chemical business. Monsanto also sees logic in combining with Bayer, but feels its shareholders deserve a better offer. Reuters has said that its sources on the story ask not to be identified, since deliberations are still ongoing and are confidential. Grassley warns that such deals with potentially big impacts on agriculture or other industries could bring added scrutiny from him and his committee.
I do this frequently on antitrust issues, write a letter to the Justice Department letting them know that I'm going to be riding herd to make sure that the antitrust laws are enforced. Beyond that, there's always a possibility of hearings before the Judiciary Committee if we feel that there's grassroots interest in that, number one, or if within the Congress as a whole we feel that maybe justice is not looking thoroughly enough at the proposition.
All ag groups are keeping a close eye on the deliberations. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. May is Beef Month, so stock up now for your great summer grilling season. Beef, it's what's for dinner. This May Beef Month message brought to you by Capel Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-649-7778.
First Commerce Bank invites you to the third annual Antique Tractor Show in Marysville in conjunction with Big Blue River Days on Saturday, June 4th. Registration is from 8 to 11, and there's a $15 entry fee for all makes and models. Tractors must be 30 years and older. The Antique Tractor Show is sponsored by Landall Corporation, CanEquip, Verna Implement, Landmark Implement, and First Commerce Bank, Saturday, June 4th.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. What I am about to tell you is going to make a lot of people unhappy, but probably more people happy. All of that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Here it is, the statement that I'm sure will make some people unhappy, but probably more people happy. Genetically engineered crops are safe for humans and animals to eat and have not caused increases in cancer, obesity, gastrointestinal illnesses, kidney disease, autism, or allergies. Who's saying that? The National Academy of Science. It released a 388-page report that began 2 years ago and was conducted by a committee of more than 50 scientists, researchers, and agricultural and industry experts. It reviewed more than 900 studies and data covering the 20 years since genetically modified crops were first introduced. Overall, genetically engineered crops saved farmers in the United States money, but didn't appear to increase crop yields. They have lowered pest populations in some areas, especially in the Midwest, but increased the number of herbicide-resistant weeds in others. There is also no evidence, according to the report, that the GE crops have affected the population of monarch butterflies. Gregory Jaffe is director of biotechnology at the nonprofit watchdog group, the Center for Science in the Public Interest. He says the review was thorough and systemic, assessing many of the issues that have been raised about genetically engineered crops over the years. By the way, his group was not involved in the report's creation. To gauge whether foods made from genetically modified crops were safe for human consumption, the committee compared disease reports from the United States and Canada, where such crops have been consumed since the mid-1990s, and those in the United Kingdom and Western Europe, where they are not widely eaten. No long-term pattern of increase in specific health problems after the introduction of GE foods in the 1990s in the United States and Canada was found. There was no correlation between obesity or type 2 diabetes and the consumption of GE foods. Celiac disease, which makes humans intolerant of gluten, increased in both populations. The committee also reported that patterns in the increase in autism spectrum disorder in children were similar in both the United Kingdom and the United States. Overall, the report concluded that there were no differences in terms of a higher risk to human health between foods made from GE crops and those made from conventionally bred crops. Oh, yes, there are people who disagree with the conclusions of this study. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Cattlemen, if you're still in need of a high-quality bull, trust Ernie Simmentals, where quality is bred on, not fed on. For over 46 years, our family has been dedicated to bringing you some of the best quality. This is Lauren Trernick, and we still have a large selection of Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls for sale, some suitable for heifers, and all priced right for the commercial man. All bulls are semen-tested and ready to go to the pasture. Trust us, where quality is bred on, not fed on. Call Trernick Simmentals at 402-230-0812.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer. Lorenzo Cain had four hits and two RBIs. And the Kansas City Royals picked up where their bats left off the night before while beating the tumbling Minnesota Twins 7-4 yesterday. Kansas State product Morgan Burns surprised many when he announced his plans to walk away from football last week, but he values his faith even more than football, leading him to choose a full-time ministry career over his spot in the NFL. He decided the time he would have to dedicate to football would be better spent elsewhere in the ministry. So Burns walked away, leaving many to question his decision. You can try and reserve your rooms now. For the fourth consecutive season and the sixth time in the last seven campaigns, the top two winningest programs of the men's college basketball will face each other as Kansas will play Kentucky on January 28, 2017. In the SEC Big 12 Challenge, the two conferences announced yesterday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up three panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
Bell Tone of Kansas, bringing up quality of life. Mark Bodner, what does that actually mean when we're talking hearing?
It means not having to ask people to repeat themselves all the time. It means being able to turn down the TV so you can watch it with the rest of the family. It means going out to restaurants and actually being able to hear the person 3 feet away from you instead of the loudmouth in the booth 20 feet away.
It could be me. I'll try to keep it down. But in the meantime, why don't you call to make your appointment? Get your hearing checked right now. It's absolutely free. Check them out online, belltoneofkansas.com.
The Golden State Warriors, putting together winning streaks of at least three games on eight occasions during the regular season en route to an NBA record 73 victories. They'll need one more three-game winning streak to advance to the finals for the second straight year. The Oklahoma Thunder lead the Western Conference Finals 3-1 in their second straight blowout over the Warriors. Russell Westbrook had a triple-double of 36 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds as the Thunder rolled to a 118-94 rout of Golden State. In Major League Baseball, Jason Hamill pitched 7 1/3 stingy innings and had a two-run double and Chicago's six-run first as the Cubs went on to rout the St. Louis Cardinals 12-3 last night. The NHL's Eastern Conference Finals are heading back to Pittsburgh after defeating the Lightning 5-2 in Tampa. Game 7 will be Thursday. Brian Elliott will be back between the pipes for St. Louis in Game 6 of the NHL Western Conference Finals against San Jose tonight. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The chicken and waffle sandwich at the Wagon Wheel.
Mentastic.
Hickory smoked bacon, smoked Gouda cheese, and Jack Daniel's maple sauce.
Mentastic.
Served with unlimited fries, curly fries, or kettle chips.
Mentastic.
Daily specials, live music, cold beer, and mixed drinks.
Mentastic.
Feeling fantastic after the successful completion of a particularly macho feat?
Mentastic.
The Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Mentastic.
Possibility for some rain and some thunder showers continuing early on. Highs in the 80s today. Skies should brighten up in some backyards tonight. Scattered storms still possible, mid to upper 60s, back in the 80s. Partly sunny tomorrow. Scattered storms possible again on Thursday. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 60.